We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti, and we go to our first guest, and we are honored to have him back on our program once again. Kevin McKinney, UW Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming. How you doing this afternoon, Kev?
I am doing A+, guys. How are we doing in Cheyenne?
We are doing fine. We did a couple
Surviving the regular season
games.
Basketball route like you are.
Yeah, we were doing hoops last night with LCCC men and women, so the vocal bugles are a little raw here today. But other than that, you know, we're hanging in there.
That's what you got to do.
You know, Kevin, and it kind of, as I'm thinking there about vocal cords, and I remember having that opportunity to sit down next to the two voices for the Wyoming Cowboys, you and, of course, the legendary one, Dave Walsh. And I'm sitting there at the microphone in the arena auditorium. And, I mean, when we used to have big, boisterous crowds in there, and, I mean, even when we were, you know, at Mendoza line teams, it has to be a little disheartening, and I know how much you bleed that brown and gold like a lot of us do too, but it has to be disheartening to see a lot of empty seats posing as fans right now, especially during Cowboy games.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really hard. This is one of those periods of time that, you know, it's so great to be involved in this business, but there are some times where it's really difficult, and this would be one of those times. It's just really hard right now, and understanding that it ebbs and flows at some point, but you know, you never really plan or get used to something like this.
You know, Allen Edwards is the guy everybody's going to look at, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, and he's kind of, you know, said, hey, here's the deal. I don't want to talk about it no more. You know, and I appreciate it. I mean, it's like there's not much more he can dwell on it. They're hurt. They're beat up. There's only a few guys that can suit up and play, and he's going to put his best five on the floor. He's going to have a couple of guys hopefully coming in spell, and then when the guys come off IR, we're going to try to get them, you know, back into MOS play. I mean, it's a simple drill, but this is probably one of the big anomalies in Coach Edwards' life as far as being an assistant coach and now a head coach. It's like this is one of those, you know, either the moon, the sun, and Jupiter all in alignment right now, but it's just a you know, bad luck season for him.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's just really incredible that all this has happened at one time. And you know, even in basketball nowadays, you expect to have some guys out and injured for a period of time, but it was just one after another after another after another, and you're going, what the heck? How, when's this going to stop? We only have so many guys. So it is hard, and I think as a coach, you expect to have some hurdles and some challenges, but I don't think anybody could possibly anticipate having the kind of injury situation that Wyoming has right now. It's just it's uncanny.
Is the team picture just an X-ray? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the team picture is not very big either, I can tell you that.
It certainly is. Again, this has been a rough season for the Wyoming Cowboys, but for you, Kevin, again, being front and center, seeing this team day in and day out, what are some of the positives that fans could try to take away from this team, whether it is young players getting those valuable minutes, again, some future stars that the Cowboys have for upcoming seasons? I mean, what are some positives out of this already negative season that Cowboy fans have to look forward to?
Yeah, and that's the really good question, Nick. I mean, they do have some young guys who are getting all kinds of experience who very definitely would not have otherwise. And, you know, T.J. Taylor would be one. I think Trace probably would be another. There's several of those guys. But I've really taken a positive from Justin James. He... You know, you watch these guys come in and you watch them mature and grow up, and he just matured so much, and he's a leader. He's trying his best to keep positive and keep the rest of the team going, but it's got to be extremely difficult for him. He certainly didn't expect this kind of a situation, but he's been really, really a positive to me, at least, to see where he is now from when he came in here from Florida, you know, 4 years ago. He's just, and that's, I think, what I've always enjoyed about watching these athletic teams is watching the kids mature, and he's just done a great job of that. It's a very difficult thing. It's your senior year, and you want the final year to go well, and it's anything but that. But I think you're right, Nick. The guys that might not have been, might not have gotten much playing time before this injury, this rash of injuries, they're getting a lot more experience and opportunity, and I think that will only help them down the road.
I want to key on one name that you mentioned there, Kevin, and that'd be one Justin James, a guy who does have NBA aspirations, attempted to at least enter the NBA draft last season, again, about to leave the Wyoming Cowboys, decided to rejoin and finish out a year here with the Cowboys. As bad as this season has been, even though Justin James has tried to carry this team, tried to put it on his shoulders, is a season like this, does this season hurt that draft or at least that NBA aspirations for one Justin James?
I would say probably not. I think that, they're looking for certain things. I'm saying the NBA is. They're looking for certain things, and either you have them or you don't. And whether your team does well, it would be helpful certainly to watch him with a talented team or a successful team, but they're looking for certain skills and to watch him and see how he handles these young guys. I think that probably helps him a little bit, but I don't think the success of the team is necessarily a huge factor in how they evaluate.
You know, Kevin, when we go out on the recruiting trail, and I understand this, and I'm not going to be negative about it. I understand that we try to get the, and I use the word 5-for-4 kids. You know, they can, you know, play 4 years and you know, take up to 5 years to play. I mean, you know, take that redshirt year. But I'm kind of concerned that, and I guess because I'm doing a lot of traveling now and seeing a lot of JUCO talent across the tri-state region.
And including here in at least the state of Wyoming.
I just said the tri-state region.
Well, I'm just saying.
Excuse me, Kevin. I have to teach my son.
I'm just saying, though, again, of where we're under the theme of one state, one Wyoming. Again, we got a lot of JUCO that are nationally ranked programs here.
But I go back in time, and I think back to the Benny D's era where he had Dick Lean, Ray Jones. Ray Jones was a great recruiter, oh, by the way. Folks did not know anything about Ray Jones, but I'm curious why we are bypassing maybe that 3-for-2 kid coming to UW, because again, the talent level that I see, you know, in a lot of the teams right now, there's some kids that are definitely D1 material that can step in and probably be an immediate fix, so to speak, for a Wyoming Cowboy team.
Well, I think that I think we'd all agree with you on that. That junior college players can really help you. There are some coaches, and I'm not sure that Alan Edwards is one of them, but I think Craig Bowl is. But there are coaches who just really don't like recruiting junior college players for whatever reason that might be. I don't think Alan is in that mode. I think that they're going to have two or three or four. Players to sign after this season, and I would not be surprised if a couple of them were not junior college players, transfer players. I think that they're in a situation now where they just need some experience and need some guys who've been through some wars, and I would not be surprised at all that there won't be a couple down the road here. It's I think that you'd like to build your program from the ground with freshmen and have them mature into the program and have them for 4 years, but you can't always do that, and so I think that more than likely there will be one or two junior college players signed by the Cowboys for this next year.
So let's slip it away from the Wyoming Cowboys, because again, you know, this is a season that is going to limp along. I guess that would be the easiest way to say it. Let's move over to the Cowgirls, and again, Joe Legursky finds himself in the middle of the Mountain West Conference Pack. in any type of situation, you know it as well as anybody, Kevin. Got to steal one or two on the road there, and road gets a little tough sometimes where maybe the shooting touch goes a little cold once in a while.
Well, yeah, and that's certainly what happened to him at Logan. But, you know, you are right. At some point, you've got to have a good game on the road and steal a couple of those road wins. The Cowgirls are lights out here in the AA. We all know that. But if you're going to compete for that championship, you're going to have to win a couple on the road, and they're going to get plenty of opportunity to do that. But they haven't been able to do it thus far. And I think the Utah State game was a tough one on them. That was a game they thought that they could win. And, you know, it was one of those days where nobody could make a shot. It happens, unfortunately. And they weren't able to overcome the poor shooting, and so they lose the game. But they're going to have to, somewhere along the way, win a couple of these road games if they're going to have a shot at beating Boise State for that championship.
You know, it's interesting, too, under the Joe Legursky tenure as head coach, you have seen, you know, wins improve. You see postseason activity pick up under Joe Legursky. But the thing I always look at when I see a Cowgirl game and I look at the recap the next day, I always look at attendance at the Arena Auditorium. That is something that, yeah, again, you know, we're not UConn, you know, we're not, you know, the Power Five basketball schools, but I'll tell you what, in the AA, he's putting a lot of butts in seats, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you think about which you were around back in the day when there would be 400 or 500 people at Cowgirl games. And in fact,
that was in the MPG, right?
Yeah, we were playing in the Unawhile back in that day and time. And he has brought this program along to where it has a very solid following and people very excited about it. So he's done a remarkable job with this program. He's a Hall of Fame guy. He'll go down as one of the greats of all time for Wyoming once he steps aside. But, yeah, he has built this program into one of the best in the conference. It has about as good a following as outside of New Mexico anybody in the league. And so he deserves a great deal of credit for what he has accomplished here and what he's brought to Cowgirl basketball.
Well, hopefully Joe Legursky does not leave that program anytime soon. At least fingers crossed on this. And anyways, though, Kevin, at least final thought for me as we move on to other at least athletics going on at the University of Wyoming, something that we can kind of say is a Power 5 program, at least a top 25 year in and year out so far with a few standouts a part of their program, is UW Wrestling right now. Again, just talk about of what they're doing this season that kind of continues the trend of what has been known as just Cowboy Wrestling.
Well, you know, Nick, that's another head coach who deserves a great deal of credit because when Mark Branch came here, the program wasn't in the toilet or anything by any means, but I don't think it was perceived as a national program. And what he's done in his time here has brought Wyoming a national reputation in wrestling. And you know, they're having a really good year. And he's the first to say that they're going to go for their seventh consecutive dual win on Friday night against Air Force. But it's all about the NCAA tournament and how many guys you qualify and how you end up in the NCAA. That's when you get to be a national program, that's how you look at things. But he is pleased with the way his team has progressed, and he's very pleased with the fact that they are winning these dual matches. But it's all about the postseason, and it's all about the tournament. And so that Branch has had that experience, of course, when he was at Oklahoma State. He was a national champion. He understands what the bottom line is for wrestling, and it's what you do in the postseason. But he's got a squad that is just doing a great job. They've lined up with some national programs and won and were successful. And I think he's very excited for how this season is going along, how it could possibly finish this year. So just really, really proud of that program. They're doing a great job, and you gotta hand it to Branch, because he recruited guys and got some facility changes that have really made the Cowboys a national program.
Kevin, we want to thank you so much for sparing us a few minutes of your busy day, and glad that we can catch up on a couple, three things that are going on over there at the University of Wyoming, and we'll catch you down the road, okay?
Well, anytime, you know that, guys.
All right, thank you so much. Kevin McKinney, UW Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming, joining us once again.